Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville in studio. EB on the road in New York. Going to talk to our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7 now. What's up, Scott?
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So heading into Sunday's game against the Steelers, we were looking at a team that was 7-2. Everything is looking fantastic. Everybody's happy. They've now lost 2 in 5 days. What is kind of the feeling around this team now sitting at 7-4?
You know, I chuckle and I appreciate the passion of the Commanders fan base, because clearly the standard has changed, and that is awesome. But again, they are still 7-4. They just lost to two very good teams. I think everybody has to breathe. I think the fan base needs this mini break as well. Hit the reset button, come back against the Cowboys, get a win, come back against the Titans, get a win. I think everything's going to be okay. They played a really good defense in the Eagles. Jaden doesn't seem right. He seems potentially the rib area might be bothering him. That's just pure speculation on my part, but they're not pushing the ball down the field. And, the defense, for the most part, held up for three quarters, but they just ran out of gas in the fourth quarter.
Scott, when Dan Quinn gets up to the podium and says there's nothing wrong with Jaden's rib, I mean, are the people snickering in the, like, amongst the media that are gathered? Like, how does that go over when he says that, when it seems like clearly they're taking issues to make sure his rib is wrapped when he comes off the field? He doesn't look like he looked earlier in the season. I mean, it's still seems like something clearly is affecting him physically.
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, the beat cord, you know, we see Jaden every day. We've seen him in game action. And the fact that, you know, one of the telltale signs, in my opinion, was end of the first half, guys, they had a chance for a Hail Mary pass. I think they were at the 45, 50-yard line, and they just ran the ball with Brian Robinson Jr. Why not, you know, give it a chance and have Jaden just fling it down there, and who knows what might happen. I just think they're being very conservative, and, you know, maybe there's a rhyme and reason that they're, you know, really isolating the running backs, the tight ends. And that was the game plan yesterday against the Eagles last night. But he's thrown a couple of balls in the ground. The velocity, the zip, I don't think has been there. And I just don't think they've been pushing it down the field like they have in the past. Certainly you think back to, you know, the Bengals game or other moments during the season where they were really airing it out.
Look, I don't want to blame it on the injury, but clearly, because I've seen him rip balls, but not everyone. And his footwork's a little off, his timing's a little off, and there's a lot of factors, right? Better teams, offensive line I don't think is playing as well because they're playing better players. But there's a reason that they're – I just can't let it go. There's a reason, Scott, they're wrapping him after every time he gets off the field. They're being very vague about the injury. They've been cryptic since day one. Can you? I know you don't care. Can you ask, why are you wrapping him after every series? You're not giving him heat. You're not giving him cold. Why are you? What is that doing? What is he dealing with? Because they can say whatever he wants. He looks great. I saw him running around and like a jet. You know, JP Finley tweeted that video. And, you know, I'm sure he feels great maybe 99% of the time. But something's not right. They're wrapping him after every series. No other quarterback in the league does that.
And it seems like, you know, the more he's stressing the area or the more, you know, he's exerting himself with, you know, pushing the ball down the field, or it just doesn't seem right. Like, optically, I think everybody's on the same page. And certainly there's a gamesmanship, and Washington is – I understand why – they're being vague about it and saying what they're saying. I totally get it. But optically, you see it, I see it, the fan base sees it. It just does not seem like he has the same zip. And you mentioned the footwork. I think the footwork's been very poor. Couple of back foot throws. He just does not seem comfortable with the rush. He's backpedaling quite a bit. So yeah, I think this is good. A little break, you know, kind of clear the head, get away from the field for a little bit. And I'm not panicking. The sky's not falling. I know the fan base is concerned. They're worried. Dallas is going to be okay, how's this season going to go? Is this a team that's going to make a push at the division title, be safely in the wild card, or are they going to be in some big trouble losing to the Cowboys? So this is going to be a huge 10 days for this team, this franchise, to see what they're made of. I love Terry's quote at the end of the game last night saying, it's one thing to talk about brotherhood when we are winning. It's another thing when things aren't going well. That's when the brotherhood comes into play. Love that from Terry. I have confidence in the Bobby Wagners, the Terrys in that locker room, that they're going to right the ship and they're going to be a better team on that field in 10 days against the Cowboys.
So I think there are a lot of factors as to why Jaden hasn't played as well as earlier this season. Number one, I think they're playing better defenses. We'll never know how much health is a part of it. They haven't been able to run the football, but I'm wondering if you saw receivers getting open, because prior to that last drive, he'd actually only had two completions to receivers. He ended up with just four total, and we know Terry was quiet. I just saw a stat online. I retweeted at Junks Radio. Terry against Quinyon Mitchell got zero targets, zero receptions, 0 yards. So you're facing a really good corner. I'm wondering, did Jaden have opportunities downfield?
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting. I personally feel like, guys, the game plan was to really utilize the running backs and the tight ends and kind of isolate those Eagles linebackers, because I think they had a respect for Mitchell and those DBs of the Eagles. And maybe that was ingrained in Jaden's head throughout the game of, you know, kind of, okay, going through my reads, let's work the linebackers, let's work the seams. I really think that was the game plan. And, you know, credit to Mitchell. I mean, look what he's done against wide receiver ones all year long. The guy is a stud. So I'm not surprised he did that to Terry. Not a lot of separation out there. And they played two very good defenses. Coming up on the schedule, they played some defenses that are ranked, you know, below top 20, not very good defenses. So let's see if this offense can find its groove again and get back to kind of lighting up the scoreboard and pushing the ball down the field. I think that's one thing that's frustrating / concerning is the lack of explosives and the lack of pushing the ball down the field. Because I think I read a stat this morning, 24 of the 32 pass attempts by Jaden Daniels in that game last night was 5 yards or less from the line of scrimmage. So that's kind of a true tell what was going on there.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, I think Dallas has given up 28 points a game, so that's good. I honestly don't know this, though. You can answer. I mean, is Micah healthy? Is Micah Parsons healthy? What's his deal?
He played last week.
So, because I remember he had that quote after the game talking about McCartney and whatnot. So I know he played McCarthy. Okay. I didn't watch the game, so I know he was dealing with an injury, but I know he played.
I think it looks like that was his first game back in like 5 weeks or so.
No, and he was the highest. I think he was one of the highest rated defensive players according to PFF.
That's my point. You're still going against Micah Parsons next week.
I have belief in this coaching staff, guys, especially Dan Quinn and all their Dallas connections. That this is a, you know, personal game to them, and they know what Dallas does on that side of the football. And you can say Dallas knows what Dan Quinn does, but being at home, that, you know, that Cowboys team has a lot of stuff going on outside of the football field, talking about, you know, the lights and the natural light shining in, getting curtains. I mean, come on, they're a bowl of dysfunction right now. There's no reason why Washington can't win convincingly on Sunday, but it doesn't matter. Just get a win. And I'm pretty confident that this team's going to right the ship.
But to EB's point, Mike had 2 sacks in that game.
Right. All right.
So, I mean, he was impactful.
He's going to be a handful.
Guys, I think I thought the offensive line for Washington, Andrew Wiley, Brandon Coleman, not their best game. That game was won in the trenches last night. And Philly played a little bully ball. Out physically, Washington, and that's where the game was won and lost. I mean, you think about that fourth down play. Sure, But the two plays before that, it was second and inches. B-Rob got stuffed. Next play, B-Rob got stuffed again. I mean, they were just bullied all night long, and that was a huge difference in the game. So Coleman, Andrew Wiley, not their best game.
Scott, did Dan talk specifically about the fourth down decision?
Yeah, so he was he didn't even right when he went to the press conference, like, his opening statement was basically, yes, it was a bold decision, but he felt like you have to be aggressive in those situations against Philly on the road, and he just thought it was a good situation to be bold. And, you know, you can second guess it. I personally would have kicked the field goal, especially because the defensive line from Philly has been in the backfield all game long, and the two plays before that, you were stuffed. Kick the field goal, go up by 1 point, and then see what your defense can do. That's what I would have done. Easy to second guess. I totally get it. I'm not like crazy upset about the decision. I know some fans are just banging their heads against the wall, but I'm okay. I like the boldness. I like the aggressiveness. It didn't work out, and you move on.
I was trying to look back at the last time that Washington's offense really was firing on all cylinders, and maybe you could say the Giants game where they scored 27 points, but it wasn't that great. I think they finished with like 350 yards. It's really been a while since they have clicked offensively like they did earlier in the season.
We've said this numerous times. This is a copycat league, and maybe these teams, these opposing defenses, are starting to figure out how to play against this Cliff Kingsbury offense led by Jaden Daniels. That's okay. It's a game of cat and mouse sometimes. So let's see what Cliff Kingsbury goes back into the lab, figures out how can this offense adjust? How can this offense evolve to what these defenses are doing? Because you're right. I feel like it's been several games where they've been clicking on all cylinders and they look unstoppable. You know, again, I go back to the fact the bar has moved, the goalposts have moved, the bar has been raised. That's a good thing. The expectations are higher in this town, but they're 7-4. This is a much better offense than it's been in years past. Some bumps in the road. Got to keep the optimism, and you got to believe in this coaching staff that they're going to get it right against the Cowboys.
Hey, last one for you, Scott, and this is probably speculation. What's the likelihood of Lattimore playing when they play the Cowboys? So they trade for him. Yeah. He doesn't play on Sunday, quick week, doesn't play today. You're going to have 10 days. What's the likelihood we'll see him in a Commander's uniform against the Dallas Cowboys?
Again, speculation. I think he will play against the Cowboys. My gut tells me they knew what they were getting into. They knew what type of injury they were going to have. They knew the short week was going to be tough for Marshawn to get out there for either the Steelers or the Eagles game. So as of right now, I think you might see Marshawn next week against the Cowboys. Again, that's speculation. That's just my gut in how just kind of reading the tea leaves of listening to what some of the national reporters have been saying and what Dan's been saying in the press conference room. I would go with Marshawn, and obviously going up against the CD Lamb, you kind of need him. But the pass defense was not the issue last night. I thought, you know, for the most part, they did a great job. The secondary, it was, you know, late in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, that D line, the linebackers just got tired, gassed, and Saquon Barkley took over.
I think you nailed it. They got bullied a little bit.
Yeah, it was bully ball. I mean, that game was won in the trenches last night. That Eagles defensive line won the football game. It's going to happen. The Washington offensive line has been tremendous all year long. Last night was not their best performance. Wiley was not great. Coleman gave up a couple of sacks, holding penalty. I mean, those D tackles, Carter and company from the Eagles, they're a handful. And they were game wreckers and game changers in that football game. And that's what the difference was, in my opinion.
That's Scott Abraham. You can watch him on ABC7, Sports Director and Anchor. Thanks, Scott.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too, man. Thanks.
Coming up next, we're going to start to take a look ahead. Can they get back on the right track? How confident are you that they'll get back on the right track as they face some weaker opponents. If you want to chime in, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.